This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let me give you some techniques to combat this laziness. Number one, from the fiqh of our deen, is that when a person yawns, they should cover their mouth. The Prophet ﷺ said that the person should cover their mouth and you must fight the yawn. I don't care what your medical classes are telling you about you need oxygen and all that. No. You need to cover your mouth and you need to fight that breath that's coming out. And if you're about to start going, oh, like that, that's from the shaitan. So you cover your mouth, you fight it, and you don't make noise when you yawn. You don't make noise, as the Prophet ﷺ taught us. Number two, the one third. The Prophet ﷺ taught us that when we eat one third, actually only a few bites. You know how you take from the snack machine? That's about good, all you need, just get an apple instead of buying those cookies or something like that. That's all you need to sustain you. But if you're going to eat a meal, the one third should be the food, one third water, and one third so that you can breathe. What people don't realize is that when they fill their stomachs, that is like one of the trickiest tricks of shaitan. Because when you eat too much, you will start yawning and you will get lazy and tired. You want to spend your time with energetic people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us. Allah azza wa jalla says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ. Be patient with those people who call on their Lord in the evenings, in the mornings, and in the evenings. So when you see a person going for salah consistently, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consistently, always remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you tell them, hey brother, hey sister, how would you like to go out for lunch? I want to spend some time with you. And you will feed off of their energy. If you have lazy people surrounding you, get away from them. Or give them da'wah, inshallah. Encourage them. But you don't want to, because the people you're around, you will become like them. Wal'iyadhu billah. You want to pick the right people. As the Prophet ﷺ used to do, he used to seek protection in Allah from the shaitan with regards to laziness. And so similarly, we do the same. If you ever reach for that snooze button, I call it the shaitan button. Whenever you reach for the shaitan button, just pull your hand back and say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانَ الرَّجِيمِ. And believe me, just saying that, you will have the strength to wake up for Fajr. It's all in your mind. You're not tired. No, it's not the exam. No, it's nothing. Except shaitan whispering at that moment, telling you that the night is long, you got another 10 minutes. Just say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And specifically, as the Prophet ﷺ taught us, أعوذ بالله من العجز والكسل. As the Prophet ﷺ specifically said, I seek your protection from inability and laziness. And in conclusion, inshaAllah ta'ala, the last point is truthfulness. The thing that will set you free, the thing that will protect you, is being honest with yourself, and being honest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to do something that's fard, whether that's praying your five prayers, or whatever that is, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you something, it's not possible for you to have any excuse. It's not possible. Because even if you have an excuse, Islam has the backup. If you can't stand up and pray, sit down. You can't sit down, lie down. There's no excuse. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it fard, it is doable. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. That Allah doesn't place a burden on a person more than they can bear. You can do it. And people have done it in the past. People continue to do it. You can do it too. And so honesty. When Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after those people who went out in the battle of Tabuk, we said about the heat, the munafiqeen came and made excuses, and he said that had it been anyone except the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would have made excuses, it would have saved him, but he said, I will not lie. And he told the truth to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I never had more energy, more ability than this time, and I just didn't go. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, amma hadha faqad sadaq. He said, as for this person, he has told the truth. And Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu was recorded in the Qur'an that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. And we want the same for us. The truthfulness. And I'm just going to give you this last point on how to word the truthfulness. If you miss Fajr, and I'm talking specifically about Fajr Salah. If you miss Fajr, and shaitan, that urination happened and is really gross and all of that, and you slept through it, don't ever make an excuse. Don't ever say that someone was bothering me last night. Don't say that I was tired. Don't say anything. This is the truth. The truth is that the accumulation of my sins led me to this. The accumulation of my sins led me to miss Fajr. And this is not who I am. I am the slave of Allah. And O Allah, tomorrow, bi-idhnillah, I will show you what I'm going to do for your sake. And so the next day, you say, A'udhu billah minash shaitan ajeem. Do istighfar for what happened. No excuses. And come back again and again and again to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until you reach those higher levels of energy. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you with that energy. And I pray and hope, inshallah ta'ala, you can make the same dua for me.